We're now joined by Coach Fordyce over at Grundy R5. It is Monday night, Grundy R5 Coaches Night here on KTTN 92.3 FM. We've kind of talked about some of the losses that Grundy's had, but now as we make our way through kind of the Christmas time and a couple of games at Holiday Hoops this week for the Lady Panthers, Coach Fordyce well aware of this. 6-2 record, Coach, that's not too shabby. You have to be a 75% winning percentage going into a Holiday Hoops. Pretty good.
Yes, it feels pretty good to have a few wins under our belt. We played Winston last week, and then we played Newtown, and we won both those games. And, you know, I did see that the girls seemed to play a little bit better ball, a little more team ball. And so, you know, hopefully that'll carry on into Holiday Hoops.
Yeah, Winston was a game that I thought the Redbirds might have a shot on their home floor, and obviously you beat them 68-33. I remember looking at the score on Wednesday morning and thinking, boy, that has to be, if not the best, one of the better performances that you've seen from the girls. Did you feel the same way?
Yes, and I don't have my book right in front of me, but I believe in that game, I think we had three girls in double figures, if I remember right. And like I said, it just seemed like they just played a little better ball. They seemed to be looking more for the open shot, just passing the ball better. Some of the things that we've been working on and been talking about. And, you know, and another thing, being quick. You know, we say, you know, move the ball fast, but this time we were just a little quicker. And sometimes fast is not good, but quick is better. So hopefully, you know, that'll carry on. I don't know. I know we played at Newtown, and that week I just played everybody, and it was just kind of a fun game. And it's hard to play against Newtown because they're all friends, and they're like, it's just fun to play over there.
Well, when it comes to your team, Coach, and I kind of had the same conversation with you and with Coach Wells, is that especially on the boys' side, and I know this because I just got off the phone with Steve, is that a lot of the points that the boys are getting are off of pressure and, you know, transition, getting turnovers and then getting the ball on fast breaks in the hoop. And he's really trying to work on the half-court offense a little bit. Going into the week, were the girls kind of in the same mode where you're trying to work on half-court? Did you see improvements there?
Well, you know, I think I did. Now, a lot of our points, though, this time came from the perimeter shooting. You know, not a lot of fast breaks. So I think that's why I think that working together has come along a lot better. I guess the half-court game is a lot better because we are working the ball. We're waiting for the open shot. If it's not there, we pull it back out. We set it back up. And that's what I've been wanting the girls to do all along.
This is going into the future machine here, and I'm pretty sure here, even though I'll be home up in Minnesota over New Year's weekend, that we'll get the coaches show starting again there about January the 2nd or 3rd. And on the 4th, you got North Harrison. And I guess we'll look at that one because as I'm looking at your conference record, Coach, you're 3-0. North Harrison at your place on the 4th of January is going to be a huge game.
That is going to be a huge game, and I have not yet seen them play. And I'm going to make a point to see them play before we play them. That's just like here at Holiday Hoops. It's a good opportunity to see teams that I have not yet seen. And so hopefully, you know, I'll make it, you know, have a time where I can go watch them and kind of take some notes and kind of know what to do, because last year they were tough, and I'm sure they're going to be tough again this year.
Well, Tri-County, Mercer handled them on Thursday. That was going to be a big game last week, so certainly that was a boost for Mercer, and, you know, it's kind of set Tri-County back a little bit. But as far as January goes in conference, Coach, you got North Harrison early in the month. You got Mercer on the 18th, 2 weeks later. And you got them both coming to Galt, so your schedule works out pretty well as far as opportunity.
Yeah, we have a good schedule this year, and I have watched Mercer play. I watched them at Holiday Hoops. I went to Tri-County and actually watched them there at Tri-County. So, you know, they're going to be tough. They've got that freshman girl that's, you know, tall, and she's pretty good, and the Wilson girl's pretty good, and they've got the little gal that I can't even remember her name right now. The cost girl shooting that 3-point shot. So we've got our job cut out for us, but, you know, hopefully the girls will be up for that game and they'll come out, because I do feel if we're all playing well, we have, you know, a good chance of winning that game as well. So we'll just see what team I take that night.
Well, for folks that like basketball in Trenton, Missouri, you're not going to get a better chance to see good basketball than Tuesday night. You got Gallatin playing at Trenton in a Grand River Conference doubleheader action, and up the road at the Ketchum Center, you got Holiday Hoops with the Lady Panthers and Panthers playing Higbee. Girls got to be excited to play at the Ketchum Center tomorrow, Coach.
Yes, we get to play two games there this year, so I'm excited about that. I'm doing my research on Higbee right now, so I haven't. I'm talking to a couple of schools, so I want to see just what Higbee has.
Do you know record-wise? You know, Higbee Tuesday, Madison Friday. Does it look like you're going to have some pretty stiff competition from both? From what you know at this point,
I think from what I'm gathering, I think Higbee's going to be. I don't know how that one's going to turn out. That's going to be, I think, pretty evenly matched. Now Madison, that's going to be tough. And I know they beat Green City. Green City beat us by a lot. So we have to really step it up and not be intimidated. And that's something the girls tend to do. They get intimidated, and they've got to just be tougher and quit letting things like that bother them. And hopefully I can convince them of that before the game.
I know you probably realize the same thing that I'm looking at here. You're 6-2, and there's a lot of 6-2 teams you'd look at and say, boy, that team is capable once you get to, you know, February 20th and making a run in districts, maybe getting to the playoffs, winning a district championship. To me, the next step for your girls is the thing that you just talked about. When you play the Madisons and the Green Cities of the world, not letting their level of play affect your level of play.
Exactly. And that is, I don't know if that will come with maturity, but, you know, we have several mature girls that are playing right now. So they're at that point now, and they're playing that this stuff should not bother them. They should go in, play their game, not let it bother them. If a mistake is made, get over it and get out there, put your head up and go out there and play ball and quit. You know, don't hang your head, let it go, and get out there and play tough.
Yep, because there's 32 minutes in a game, assuming it doesn't go to overtime, and everybody's going to make a mistake every now and again.
That's right, and just don't let it get you down. You just play tough and don't give up. You know, sometimes I think when they get a run on us, I can just kind of see the heads drop a little bit and, like, stop that, you know, toughen up. Mm-hmm. I think I'm just kind of hardcore on it, but I just feel like sometimes you if they'll let you play tough, then you play just as tough as you're allowed to play.
Well, we'll find out about Grundy, certainly, because, you know, Coach is right on it, because Madison really handled a Green City pretty well. I think that was over at the Novenger Tournament. And then January is going to be a fun month. North Harrison at home, Bevere at home, Northwestern at home. Mercer's on the 18th of January. That'll be at home. Trip to Tyne Avalon on the 15th. Meadville Tournament. Are you guys in the Milan Tournament this year, Coach, or no?
No, we are not.
Not, so they got
no,
out of
we
the...
No, we were in the Novenger Tournament and the Meadville Tournament, but not the Milan Tournament.
And, of course, the ACC Tournaments, that's in the way, way ahead machine. That'll be up in the month of February. Coach, we'll catch up with you again in the new year. I know I'll see you at the Holiday Hoops event here this week. Congrats on the success last week, and good luck over at the Ketchum Center.
Thank you so much.